जिएजा
सवाल किएजा।
वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। आई एम हियर इन द स्टूडियो टुडे विद थ्री स्मार्ट किड्स हु हैव पिक्ड देयर टॉपिक्स टुडे, सो वी आर गोइंग टू सी हाउ दे डू। दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या हियर विद माइकल इन द स्टूडियो एंड आदित्य, सिंचना एंड सानिया। डिड आई गेट दैट राइट? ऑलराइट, so before we start, just a few housekeeping rules. Our call-in number here is 510-770-1550. You'll need to note down that number because if you're new to listening to this show, we have three questions that are for our listeners for which we give out prizes. So 510-770-1550. Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. Don't forget to go like us if you like the show. It really shows us that you support us, support the kids who are participating here. And we want a large number of likes so that we can start giving out prizes on Facebook too. We have started an initiative called Musicians Showcase. Every week we try and present a young musician's performance. We would like for you to send your young musician's performance to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. It can be in the form of an MP3 or a YouTube link, or if your young musician wants to come and play for us in the studio, just a short piece, we would love for that too. So get in touch with us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and send us your child's musical performance, whether it's vocal, instrumental, Western or Indian or any kind of music. We would really appreciate you sending us that, and we would love to showcase the musicians in our community. In the summer, we are really not playing too many of them because a lot of you are out of town. A lot of our regular listeners are out of town. But we will start soon in September. So please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay. Now it's time to meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Aditya. Aditya, you've been on the show before.
Yeah.
And how did you do last time?
I came in second place. In my opinion, I did pretty good for a first timer.
Yes, you did. That's the attitude. Awesome. So, Aditya, what are you doing this summer?
I'm just going to hang around in my home or maybe go on some little trips.
Some little trips. You have visitors from India, grandparents, somebody visiting?
No.
No, just hanging around, chilling.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to spend summer. That's what summer's for, because we work so hard the rest of the year. Right, kids?
Yeah.
So you need the summer to have a nice break. So are you reading?
Yeah.
Do you have a recommendation for our listeners on a book that you really enjoyed?
I really enjoy Big Nate and Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Oh, Diary of the Wimpy Kid. Yes, that's a great series. Did you like the movie better or the book better?
The book.
The book was better. And you have so many more books, right? There are a lot of them. Yeah. Okay, so that was Aditya's recommendation. Our next contestant today is Sinchana. Welcome back.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I've came on the show before, and I went first place.
Yay!
I guess that's pretty good.
Yes.
And I like to read.
And what's your recommendation for our listeners?
The House of Hades.
The House of Hades? Oh, Rick Riordan?
Rick Riordan, yes.
Yeah. So Rick Riordan is a very popular author among our kids who come to the studio. I think there's a big interest in Greek and Roman mythology.
He also wrote Percy Jackson.
Oh, he also wrote the Percy Jackson, for which, again, I thought the books were better than the movies, honestly.
Yeah, the books are better than the movies.
The books are better than the movies. Okay, everybody has to... I have a really loud voice. You have to match that by speaking right into the mic and speaking as loudly as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. And our third contestant is Sanya. You also welcome back, Sanya.
Hi, everyone. I go to Parkmont School, and I'm going to go in fifth grade. And... I like books that are Harry Potter and Dork Diaries.
Cool.
And more, lots more.
So in Harry Potter, do you like the books better or the movies?
Books.
Books better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fun thing about books is that it can take you places in your imagination, whereas a movie is just one interpretation of the story. So books, we can imagine Harry Potter looking a million different ways, right? Every one of us has an idea of what Harry Potter and Ron and all and Hermione look like, but then once you've seen the movie, it's like, oh, that's how they look. But that's not the case, right? I wish somebody would make a mini series, a TV series of Harry Potter, so that you could see every little bit of the books the story. Yeah, you don't have to like get crunch them into a small movie. All right, so are you guys ready?
Yes.
So today, this is how the category picking went on. So the girls wanted to do Bollywood. So we reached out to Aditya and asked him if he was okay with that category, because we want to make sure everybody's comfortable with it. So Aditya was very sporting and he said, okay, but how about we do sports? So then I was like, now I have to ask the girls if they want to do sports. So what I've done is that, and first he wanted to do animals. So we have an animals category. Then he changed it to sports. But I wanted to make sure that it was a level playing field. So instead of just doing sporting terms, what we're doing is very simple anagrams of sporting terms. So what we're going to do that in our second round. And we'll start with the first choice that he had, that Aditya had, which is animals. And in the animals, we have our category today is herbivores. Okay, so before we start, yes, we have to get organized with our points, and we're going to do a little buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working. Yep. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working, and are you guys ready for your first question in the category herbivores?
Yes.
So you know what herbivores are, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right, herbivores are animals that do not eat meat.
And, yeah.
They only eat plants.
Only eat plants. Mm-hmm. And so there are some surprising herbivores that I found out about. Okay, but let's go with the first one. Long-haired bovine, which means cow-like, long-haired bovine found in the Himalayas.
Mm.
In the Himalayas. If you think of a shaggy bull-like animal in the Himalayas. That's a shaggy, dark wool. In fact, I think people in the Himalayas also drink the milk from this animal, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
More clues?
Yes.
Yeah, more clues.
It's just three letters.
Okay.
Just a three letter.
Oh.
Go for it. Go for it if you think you know the answer.
Cow?
Well, I said cow already, so it's obviously it's not a cow, so you owe me minus five. Question passes to Aditya.
Pass.
Sinchana?
Pass.
A yak.
Yeah.
That explains.
Yeah, yak. Yeah, three letters. All right. So that was not a good start. So let's try with the second one. This animal is also known as a zebra giraffe. It's known as a zebra giraffe and is found in the Congo in Central Africa. It's a very weird animal. It has stripes on its legs and it has a brown body and a slightly long neck. It's called a zebra giraffe. It's a little bit of an exotic animal, but I'm sure you've seen it in zoos. It's called a zebra giraffe because it has just stripes on its legs, like a zebra.
And it has a long neck, pretty long.
Not like a giraffe.
But pretty long.
No, not very long.
Like
moderately long, like a llama's neck.
Okay.
Or even shorter, actually. More like... It looks like a... A horse with zebra legs. No? Really? If I tell you, you're going to like really groan. It's the okapi.
Oh, never heard of it.
No? Really?
Yeah. Nope.
Okay, then you have to go home and look it up because it's a very interesting animal. Okay, this one is easy. This large rodent is best known for building dams, canals, and lodges.
Beaver.
Very good. 10 points. So Aditya, starting off. Question number 4. This marsupial is native to Australia and likes to eat eucalyptus leaves.
Koala.
Koala is right. That's 10 points to Sinchina. Okay, question number 5. You might think this water bird eats fish, but it's actually herbivorous. Best known for flying in a V formation and messing up local parks with their poop. They're all over Lake Elizabeth pooping away. What kind of an animal, what kind of a, what a bird is it?
Geese.
Very good. 10 points. So, did you know geese are herbivorous? I did not actually till I
thought they eat fish.
They don't.
You just said Lake Elizabeth, so that.
Yeah, that was my extra clue. Question number 6. This long living reptile is actually a land dwelling turtle. A land-dwelling turtle. Long-living reptile.
Tortoise,
that's right. That was easy. Don't be afraid to guess.
Okay.
Question number 7. These common garden pests have pretty shells, but they can do a lot of damage to the leaves of your plants.
Caterpillars?
No, that's not correct. The caterpillars have shells? Since when?
Cocoons.
Cocoons. No, they're not. Cocoons are not shells.
Ladybugs?
Ladybugs, no, that is not correct. Because ladybugs are not harmful at all to plants. Mm. Okay? It's time for Sanya.
Okay.
Common garden pest with a shell. No? A snail.
Oh, okay.
How did I not know that?
I know. But
when okay. Should we leave? I think the kids need a little dose of coffee to wake up. Mm-hmm. Okay, question number 8. These pretty flying insects have brightly colored wings and can sometimes migrate to long distances.
Butterflies.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 9. Listen carefully. This animal is legless and commonly found living in soil, and it feeds on live and dead organic matter. It's a very good friend of gardeners.
Worm?
What kind?
Earthworm.
Very good. 10 points to Sinchina. Last question in our herbivores category. Large, fully aquatic, mostly herbivorous marine mammal, sometimes known as a sea cow. Sea cow. Called sea cow.
Manatees.
Very good. 10 points. All right. We're done with our first category. It's time for our listener question now. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. It's a category herbivores. Third largest type of land mammal, but likes to spend most of the day in water. Third largest type of land mammal, but likes to spend most of the day in water. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is hippo.
Yash says hippo. Thank you, Yash. Third largest type of land mammal likes to spend most of the day in water. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is hippo.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and the answer is a hippopotamus.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, my name is Shairi, and the answer is hippo.
Thank you, Shairi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryan, and my answer is hippopotamus.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is hippopotamus.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sulagna, and the answer is hippo.
Thank you, Sulagna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti, and the answer is hippo.
Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, we're almost coming to, we're going to give our listeners one more chance to call in. Third largest type of land mammal likes to spend most of the day in water. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is hippo.
Thank you, Ayush. And is that the last caller now? No, we have one more. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hello, can my sister call?
What's that?
Can my sister say the answer?
Yeah, sure. What's her name?
Arna.
Arna. And Arna, where is Arna? Can she tell me the answer to the question?
Oh, she's right there. Hippo.
Arna says hippo. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our first listener question. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Sanya from all the correct answers. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We're going to take a break now. Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Aditya, Sinchina and Sanya, who have just completed the first round in today's episode. That round was the herbivores category. But before we see how many points each one of them has scored, let's see who was the winner of the first listener question. That was picked by Sanya. So Sanya, who was the winner of the first listener question?
The winner was Anya.
Anya. Sanya picks Anya. All right. Well, that was just a coincidence. She was not looking. Mm-hmm. So Anya, congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question, answer and the date of today's show. And please, 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 please send us an email today. The answer was indeed hippo. Okay. Now we go on to our next category, which is sports anagrams. Sports anagrams. So everybody here has a pen and paper at home. If you're ready to play along, grab a pen and paper. And let's get started with our first... Oh, we do a buzzer check too. Thank you, Sinchana. La Aditya. Sinchana. Sanya. Everybody's buzzers are working. And let's go on to our round. Sports anagrams. First one. Letters are... Flog. F-L-O-G.
Golf.
Golf.
Oh, who buzzed first?
Me.
She did. Okay, golf. Very good. That was easy. Yes. Oh, 5 points. Because you owe me 5 points, Sanya.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, question number two. L-A-V-O. The cricket field is this shape.
Oval
is right. Very good. 10 points to Sinchana. Question number three. L-E-V-O. This is the word used for zero in tennis. L-E-V.
Love.
Love. Very good. That's right. Do you know how the word, why it's called love in tennis? Why zero is called love? Actually, there are many theories about it. One of them is that it came from the French word for egg, which is œuf. So, l'œuf means an egg.
Egg,
because
it's zero
looks like an egg.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. Ladongo. L-A-D-O-N-G-O. Write it down. I'll tell you the clue. L-A-D-O-N-G-O. Enclosed ski lift. L-A-D-O-N-G-O. Enclosed ski lift. Or an enclosed thing that you can go up by the mountain. An enclosed...
Can you tell the spelling again?
L-A-D-O-N-G-O.
L-A-D...
If none of you get it, then I'll add a clue to it. But let's give a minute for you to figure it out. See if you can figure it out.
What
is
the spelling again?
L-A-D-O-N-G-O. You missed an N there. Here. Yeah.
Okay.
No. No? It's also
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give an additional clue. You can all try. Continue working on it. It's an enclosed ski lift.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what
it is. Another name. Okay, I'll give you a supplemental clue. It's also the word used for a boat in Venice.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
Neither.
No? You know it? Now Michael knows it. If I tell you, you'll say,
You're getting it?
Do you still want to work on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Enclosed ski lift, also the name of, you know, the kind of boats where the guy stands and sings, oh, sole mio.
That's horrible.
That was pretty good.
No? Gondola.
I got that, except I put an O at the end except an A.
I did dongola and shit.
Me too. Okay. Is that a cow dung?
All right, next one. Ready?
Yeah.
H-E-M-O. H-E-M-O. Where the runner has to reach in baseball to complete a run.
Home run!
No, he got it first.
Yes!
Okay, question number six. Play net. P-L-A-Y-N-E-T.
Ten.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Okay, you get -5. Give me that. Play net. P-L-A-Y-N-E-T. Kind of kick awarded to a team when the opposing team commits a really bad foul near the goal in soccer. Kind of kick awarded to the team when the opposing team commits a really bad foul near the goal in soccer. Play net. P-L-A-Y-N-E-T.
Penalty.
Penalty. Very good.
He's ahead of me.
All right. Question number 7. R-U-C-O-T. R-U-C-O-T. Basketball is played on this.
Court.
Court. Very good.
Now
10
he's
four.
Not ahead of me.
We're tied.
Okay, number 8. Dun Zen. D-O-N-E. Z-E-N. D-O-N-E-Z-E-N. A touchdown happens when the ball enters this place in football. A touchdown happens when the ball enters this place in football. Michael, you got it?
End zone.
End zone. Very good. 10
no.
points.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next one. Number 9. J-O-O-D. J-O-O-D. Training hall for martial arts. Training hall for martial arts.
Dojo.
Dojo. Very good. Okay, next one. Last one. Mm-hmm. Mad Lunks. M-A-D-L-U-N-K-S. Mad Lunks. M-A-D-L-U-N-K-S. Type of basketball shot that is performed when the player jumps in the air and manually powers the ball downward through the basket. Type of basketball press the thing then.
No, I got it.
Type of basketball shot that's performed when a player jumps in the air and manually powers the ball downward through the basket. Mad Lunks.
Slam dunk.
Yes.
Dang it.
That is correct.
I don't know why I didn't get that.
I thought it was a jump shot
okay.
for a second.
All right. Now it's time for a listener question. I think that was a lot of fun. We need to do more of this. No, you can silently do the listener one without telling me. Okay, you can write it down on your pieces of paper and let me know if you got it. Okay? Call in number for our listeners, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And the category is sports anagrams. And here are your letters, listeners. M-E-S-A, M-E-S-A. What holds the two halves of a cricket ball together? What holds the two halves of a cricket ball together? M-E-S. If you know the answers, kids in the studio, don't blurt it out. Just show me the word. What holds the two halves of a cricket ball together? All the daddies will know this one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is C.
Anya, thank you, and congratulations for the last win. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Seem.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Seem.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a Seem.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and I think my answer is Sim.
Thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sahana, and the answer is Sim.
Is what?
My name is Sahana, and the answer is Sim.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is Sim.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is
Shairi,
and the answer is
Seem. Thank you, Shairi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is Seem.
Thank you, Koina. Last caller for this question. Hi. Okay. So that was our second listener question. Let's give us a second to see if there's any other people wanting to call in. It was a category sports terms, sports anagrams, and our last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. All right, so we're going to take a break now. When we come back, Sinchina will have picked the winner for the second listener question, and we'll get to hear our fun Bollywood audio round. So if you like Bollywood, this is going to be such a fun round for you, so please stay tuned. And this is Vidya saying, Jeeja,
Sawal Jeeja!
Jeeja,
Sawal Jeeja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. As you can see, we have three very enthusiastic contestants in the studio today. And the reason they're all so riled up is because the next category is their choice category, which is the Bollywood round. I hope you at home have been having fun, but this is going to be a fun round. So let me tell you a little bit about this. Oh, before I start, of course, we have to do the winner of the second listener round and the scores right now. So we see what's at stake here. Okay, the second round, we had sports anagrams, and the letters I had given were M-E-S-A. And the question was, what holds together the two halves of the cricket ball? And yes, everybody got it right. It is indeed seam. And from all the correct answers, Sinchana has picked the winner. Sinchana, go ahead.
The winner for the second round is... Shairi!
Shairi, all right. Shairi is a winner again. She's one of our lucky ones. Shairi, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention question, good answer, job, and the date of the show. Question, answer, date of the show. That's Shairi. Congratulations.
Good All job. Right.
Now let's see how the scores are in the studio. Aditya, how many points do you have?
85.
Aditya did really well in our sports anagrams terms. It was a category that he had picked, so it was natural that he did well. Now let's see, Sinchana, how many points did you get?
55.
And what about Sanya?
Well, I got 5, but...
You lost 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sinchana has 0 points at this moment, Sanya has 0 points at this moment, but this is her round to make up for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then in this round, this is an audio round, we're going to play a little snippet of dialogue, and the kids have to identify who the actor is, not the character, not the movie, who the actual actor's real name is.
Or
who
actress.
Is actor or, well, you know something? These days, female actresses prefer to be called actors too. So it's actors. There are female voices and there are male voices, but they're all actors. Okay. Okay. Michael, let's have our first one. That was Sinchana. Okay, Michael. All right, that was too quick. Next one.
कोई कमजोर ये नहीं कह सकता कि उसने पहलवान को माफ किया उसके लिए कमजोर का पहलवान बनना जरूरी है तो आज से पहलवान बनने की मुहिम शुरू हो गई
नो
अगेन
रितिक रोशन
इज इट माइकल हु डिड यू जस्ट प्ले
कोई कमजोर ये नहीं कह सकता कि उसने पहलवान को माफ किया
ऋतिक रोशन
उसके लिए कमजोर का पहलवान बनना
ऋतिक रोशन
तो आज से पहलवान बनने की मुहिम शुरू
ऋतिक रोशन
ऋतिक रोशन
इट इज ऋतिक रोशन हु आंसर्ड इट करेक्टली
ऋतिक रोशन
10 पॉइंट्स वेरी गुड ऑल राइट नेक्स्ट वन ओप्स हैंग ऑन अ सेकंड नेक्स्ट वन या
ऐसा पहली बार हुआ है 17-18 सालों में
कजोल
यस 10 पॉइंट्स टू सानिया हु ओपन्स हर अकाउंट वेरी गुड ऑलराइट नेक्स्ट वन
आई जस्ट वॉच दिस मूवी यस्टरडे
व्हाट्स द मूवी टेल आवर लिसनर्स
दिलवाले दुल्हन ले जाएंगे
ओके ओके नेक्स्ट वन
मुझे पसंद
लेट्स डू इट अगेन
सूरज को अंधा कर दू दे दू चांद को चश्मे लड़की हूं पर मुझे पसंद नहीं दुनिया की कोई रस्में कई दिन
करीना कपूर
दैट इज करेक्ट सानिया वेरी गुड 10 मोर पॉइंट्स टू यू नेक्स्ट वन
मोहब्बतों में जीने वाले खुश नसीब हैं मोहब्बतों में मरने वाले भी अजीब हैं अजीम है हमारी दास्तां जाने मन फासलों पे रहते हैं लेकिन करीब है
कम ऑन
अगेन
आई गिव अ क्लू इफ नोबडी गेट्स इट आई गिव अनदर क्लू
जस्ट गिव अ लिटिल क्लू
ओके
आई गेट इट
डन
नो देन यस
मी टू इवन आई थिंक आई
डन डन
ओके लेट्स लिसन अगेन
मोहब्बतों में जीने वाले खुश नसीब है मोहब्बतों में मरने वाले भी अजीब हैं अजीम है हमारी दास्तां जाने मन फासलों पे रहते हैं लेकिन करीब है
नाउ नीड अ क्लू ही इज कमिंग आउट ऑफ द न्यू मूवी कॉल्ड किक
Salman Khan.
That is correct. All right, next one.
I watched this trailer.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Don ka intezaar to 11 mulk
ka Shahrukh Khan
that was
I busted it.
Yeah, but this lit up first. I know all of you did, but he just did it faster.
But I busted it.
Don even
but I said Don
Khan
and I busted it.
I saw the buzzer does not lie.
Okay. Buzzer don't lie.
Which would lie, please.
Okay.
बस एक हां के इंतजार में रात यूं ही गुजर जाएगी अब तो बस उलझन है साथ मेरे नींद कहां आएगी सुबह की किरण न जाने कौन सा संदेश लाएगी रिमझिम सी गुनगुनाएगी या प्यास अधूरी रह जाएगी
Can you give a clue?
No?
Again?
Want to listen to it again or you just want a clue?
Clue.
I think this dialogue is from a movie called Gajini.
Not a good clue.
Gajini.
Gajini.
Amir Khan.
That is correct. Sanya is raking it in this time. All right.
Good
okay,
job.
Next. Do we have any more? How many more to go?
Do we want to have one for the listener, right?
Yeah, we have a few. No, we have some. Go ahead.
What number is it?
I haven't been keeping track. Maybe 5 or 6. Yeah, I think we did 7, 6, 8 so far, and we maybe
what?
Have two
no?
left.
No,
we
did 7 or 6.
Yeah, we did 7 or 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, 6, 7. We've done 7.
That was so quick.
Or 8, I think.
Oh, no, he's gonna win.
7. No, this was 7. This is number 8.
Okay. Okay. I think we may have one short then. Let's see.
अब इसे एक जी पृथ्वी जी जब बड़े बात कर रहे हो तो बीच में टोका नहीं करते When elder get cozy, younger don't put nosy.
Can you play it again? I know this one.
Clue?
Let's play it again.
अब इसे एक जी पृथ्वी जी जब बड़े बात कर रहे हो तो बीच में टोका नहीं करते When elder get cozy, younger don't put nosy.
I know the actor, but I just
Okay.
Can't find the name in my memory.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. He is married to Kajol.
What? Yeah,
are
you
know that. Married?
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, she is.
I just listened to the audios. I don't know the clues.
Give another clue.
Again, let's listen to it again and see if this another clue. I can.
अब इसे एक जी पृथ्वी जी जब बड़े बात कर रहे हो तो बीच में टोका नहीं करते. When elder get cozy, don't put
no. Who's stopping you from buzzing?
We need a clue.
I just gave you one. It's a mega clue. Okay, I'll give you another clue. This dialogue is from the movie Bol Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan.
I mean, Abhishek Bachchan.
No, it's not correct. -5.
Damn it.
And question passes to Sanya.
Wait, I know this one, but I can't find it in my memory.
In fact, he's saying to Abhishek, Abhishek is the person he's talking to. Who's the other guy?
I know.
No, too late. Now Sanya and Aditya have a turn.
No, I can't find it in my memory.
No.
Pass.
Okay, it's Ajay Devgan.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I think I just sent you 10 clips. So we'll just play one more. One more, because we have to keep one for our listener question. Let's play the next one.
Search one on YouTube.
I'll have to take a break then. I don't have time. Huh?
How many do you have?
Duniya
mein teen cheeze hoti zarur hai, lekin
dekhne
nahi.
Yes. His voice is very obvious. Okay. Listener question is going to be super easy.
So let's
go to our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. No, that's not it.
No, that's not it
because we've already done those two characters. Just play the last one.
Can we have a little more, please?
Next time.
You get to come a third time?
This is as many times as you want. Yeah, let's go for it. This one is for our listeners. Listeners, identify the actor.
Ki wo log meri maut ka din aaj muqarrar kiya hai? Hain?
لیکن مجھ کو معلوم ہے کہ وہ کون سا وقت مقرر کیا ہے. ہاں اے اے یہ دیکھو, اے تم کو دکھاتا ہے, اے اے دیکھا.
All right. Listeners, who is this actor? Hi, you're on the air.
This is Mihir. The answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pranav and I think it's Abhishek Bachchan.
Is that Pranav?
Amitabh Bachchan, I mean.
Oh, is that Pranav?
No, Trinab.
Trinab. Okay, got it. Nice name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya and the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shari and the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Shari, and congrats on the last win. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Roshni and my answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh and the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
What? What's the answer again? And what's your name again?
Amitabh Bachchan.
And what's your name?
Aksh.
Aksh. Thank you, Aksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Thank you, Pooja, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu and I think the answer is Amitabh Bachchan.
Is that Ashu?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ashu. Ashu was the last caller for our Bollywood round. And also, we're coming to the end of the show, so we got to take a break so we can tally up who won in the studio and who won our listener question. So this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's another hour of fun that has come to an end, much to the dismay of the kids in the studio who want to keep on playing.
My heart is broken.
Yeah, mine too.
And before we say goodbye, let's take a look at who won our third listener question. The answer was indeed Amitabh Bachchan. From Agnipath, I think, perhaps?
No.
It's not from Agnipath. Where is it from? I don't know.
Experts
who are listening will tell me where it's from. But in the meantime, the winner was picked by Aditya. Aditya, who was the winner?
The winner was Ashu.
Ashu, all right. Ashu, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question and the answer. And please send your email today. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Aditya, how many points do you have?
105.
Sinchina?
Wow, 70.
And Sanya, who did well in this round?
Well, 40.
Yay, all right. Aditya is our winner for today. Let's give him a big round of applause. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The kids have all promised that they're going to be back and I need to do another Bollywood round, which I have promised them I will, because it was a lot of fun. And the show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Main tainu samjhaan ki na tere bina lagda ji. Main tainu samjhaan.